The past few days have provided more opportunities for speculation about an early federal election in Canada. Topics such as foreign interference and the type of people who some of our members of parliament choose to meet dominated the airwaves. In any case, a supply and confidence agreement is firmly in place in Ottawa, and the latest events have not catapulted any party to a sizable lead. When Research Company and Glacier Media asked Canadians about their behavior if they were asked to cast a ballot tomorrow, there was no clear frontrunner. The two main political organizations in Canada are in a statistical tie among decided voters, with the Liberal Party at 34%, up 3 points since October, and the Conservative Party at 33%, down 2 points. There is little momentum for the New Democratic Party, NDP, 18%, down 1 point, the Bloc Québécois, 8%, unchanged, the Green Party, 3%, down 1 point, and the People's Party, 1%, down 1 point. The Liberals have managed to climb back this month on account of their superior performance in two provinces, Ontario, 39%, with the Conservatives at 34%, and Quebec, 39%, with the Bloc at 29%. The Conservatives continue to dominate in Alberta, 58%, Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 48%, and British Columbia, 38%. The approval rating for Prime Minister and Liberal Party leader Justin Trudeau improved slightly from 44% in October to 46% this month. On this indicator, there is also growth for official opposition and Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre, 41%, up 4 points, and NDP leader Jagmeet Singh, 49%, up 3 points. Elizabeth May starts her new tenure as leader of the Green Party with an approval rating of 32%, 10 points higher than the numbers posted by Amita Kuttner in October. People's Party leader Maxime Bernier, out of parliament but still with plenty to say on social media, checks in at 15%, down 2 points. The nationwide drop in Conservative Party support is accompanied by a noticeable shift in the preferred Prime Minister question. Poilievre is the first choice of 25% of Canadians to oversee the federal government, up 1 point, while Trudeau remains in first place with 35%, up 5 points. Singh is a distant third at 15%, down 2 points. When Canadians are asked about the most important issue facing the country today, the economy and jobs, 26%, down 3 points, healthcare, also 26%, up 5 points, and housing, homelessness and poverty, 21%, unchanged, are the only ones in double digits. The increase observed on healthcare is understandable against the backdrop of funding discussions among the federal government and its provincial counterparts. Canadians aged 55 and over are more likely to be primarily concerned about medical services now, 34%, than in October, 29%. This group, whose turnout can define electoral outcomes, is currently favoring the Liberals, 36%, over the Conservatives, 33%. This month, the proportion of Canadians who say they are satisfied with what the Liberals and the NDP have accomplished since their March 2022 agreement increased by 3 points to 47%. We continue to see Liberal voters captivated by the supply and confidence deal, 79%, but satisfaction stands at 59% among NDP voters. Put differently, 32% of NDP supporters from 2021 expect more from this partnership. With the economy and jobs staying at the top of the issue landscape, the perceptions of Canadians on the capabilities of the two main leaders are stagnant. We see 44% of Canadians, up 1 point, saying they are comfortable with Trudeau being in charge of the national economy and 40%, also up 1 point, saying they would be comfortable with Poilievre taking the reins. The past 4 months have done little to sway Canadians on the purported economic failures of the current head of government or the promise of brighter days from the person seeking the top job. It remains to be seen if the latest news will turn into quagmires for the government or the opposition. A couple of decades ago, the so-called sponsorship scandal percolated slowly and had an impact on two federal elections. Our latest survey does offer a small dose of good news for the two main parties. The Liberals can take solace in the fact that more Canadians look at Trudeau as the best person to run the government, even if the national average is heavily boosted by Ontarians and Quebecers. The Conservatives have confirmed their dominance in Western Canada and may celebrate the fact that some voters went from undecided to approve when asked to think of Poilievre. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from Feb 25-27, 2023, among 1,000 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.